The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network. I'm not afraid, to
take a stand, everybody. See Live Off the Record with Shivago Lang is sponsored by Alive, CG Atlantic, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to ZLive. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I'm in Nassau, actually, today. So I'm in the studio today. Forgive us for starting a little bit late, but that happens when you when you fly in sometimes. If you want to give us a call today, you're all on the show. The numbers to do so are 323-6232. Or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. That's BTC's Flow Channel 612. So I have some special guests with me today to talk about a matter that I just love to talk about. I mean, love to talk about it because in my own personal life, it's something that is central. And the more you, you know, it really should be important at every age, but the more you age, it certainly becomes even more important. And so I have with us today Rhonda Wright from Seedling Place. No? Oh, forgive me. That's tomorrow. Forgive me. That's I have Alive today. Alive. I'm so sorry, Alive. I'm so sorry. Welcome. We have with us today. somebody sent me. Yeah, I'm going to get there. We have Ranish. Come on, pronounce
Ranishe.
Ellis. Wow, the Ellis is easy. Ranishe. I have never. Where did that name come from?
Oh Lord, it was an aunt of mine apparently who came up with the name, and that was it. That's the only backstory.
Ranishe. listen, Ranishe. It's not a surprise to me that Alive has you on the show communicating for them because I tell people that having the name Shivago gave me the ability to speak. Because every time people would ask me, where you get that name Shivago from? And I'd have to say, well, you know, my mother went to watch the movie Dr. Shivago, and she fell in love with the name and decided whatever she was having, that she was going to name it Shivago. And so you learned to say this. And so Ranishe?
Yes, Ranishe.
I can imagine you had to explain that to plenty of people, right?
Plenty.
But Alive is always alive and always doing stuff and always more on the move. And so you're here to talk about Alive today.
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me. This would be the first time I think we've been on your show.
Y'all been not treating me well, but I mean, I'm kidding. Yes, we Alive is with us today.
Yes, we're with you today, and we're here to talk about something special we have going on. It started last week, Thursday. It's called TCL Thursdays.
Okay.
And what that is TCL is, firstly, it's a brand.
Uh-huh.
It's a device brand, so it's just like a, in terms of brand name, it's like if you say Samsung, if you say Apple, that's what it is. TCL is a brand.
Okay.
And last Thursday was our first iteration of it, and it's called TCL Thursdays again, like I said. And what that means is on Thursdays, on these two Thursdays specifically, we've had amazing deals on all of our TCL devices that we have in store.
Okay. Is TCL an acronym for something?
No, it's just
TCL. Just TCL. Okay. And it's all, and these are devices?
Yes, okay. They're devices. And what I would say is how I explain it is if you know what an Alcatel is, and you know what a Samsung is, a TCL device falls in between those two brands.
Okay.
So that's the type of quality, if you might say, that you're looking at. Mm-hmm. So we have devices like the TCL 20E, the TCL 30 Plus, the TCL 20L. And again, just like other brands, TCL has a number of tier devices. Mm-hmm. So we have devices that can cater to any price pocket.
Okay.
But specifically with these devices, again, they were on a major special last Thursday. This coming Thursday, we're going to be having it again. Mm-hmm. Persons who heard about it from last week knew that if you came in and you purchased these specific devices, you even had an added opportunity to walk away with a TCL smart television.
Wow. Okay.
Again, so it's a TCL brand, and that TCL smart TV will be able to give you all of the features that you normally get when you hear smart TV.
So this is a collaboration between Alive and this TCL brand.
Yes. Okay. We normally carry the brand, mm-hmm. but definitely when we're getting around the holiday season, around March, when we have March Madness, and you know, Big Friday and a Big Saturday for us is coming up this weekend, they tend to want to do extra for customers who are interested in the TCL device or who may not have heard of it, but want to give it a go. We do something a little extra for TCL devices around this time.
Now, y'all also have special provision if you want to switch to Alive on Thursday, November 24th, right?
Yes, we do. That would be the second day and the last day of our TCL Thursdays. And of course, as Alive customers know, when you port, you do get the better offer. I know people don't like it because existing customers get mad at us. Oh, y'all always doing stuff for people port. It is what it is.
But they say if you want me, you guys show me you want me, right?
Yeah, so we're showing you why you need to come over, and we give you that extra discount. So if you're not familiar with what porting is, it just means switching from that other company, mm-hmm. and joining our network, okay. and you get to keep the number that you loved for years and years and years. You're just on a different and a better network.
And that switch comes with a TCL device at a special price.
At a very low price. The best price we have right now would be on that TCL 20E. Mm-hmm. And if you port with us, you can get that for as low as $69. Ooh. And it comes with a plan.
Okay.
All yeah. right. Then we have the TCL 30SE. And if you switch with us, you can get that for as low as $99. And then we have the TCL 30 Plus. And if you switch with us, you get that for $129. And again, if you're a little iffy about the TCL device, honestly, if you are a Samsung person and you know the quality of Samsung, a TCL is right there. It's just at a better price point.
Right. And the thing about it is, if you've been carrying around a Samsung like some of us for a little while, you know, and you know, you're loyal, you like Samsung, but it, you know, it's a little old, mm-hmm. you know, getting there. And now you have an opportunity to get a new device that's mm-hmm. like a Samsung, but it is a better price point. This could be a Christmas present for yourself.
It can. This is why we're doing it. We want to give persons multiple opportunities to get those early holiday gifts in. And I know a lot of our customers definitely are on that Alcatel wave. Alcatel devices are phones that fly off of our shelves. Mm. So quickly, but we always hear, you know, if we pop up places, customers say, listen, I want to upgrade. TCL Thursday is that day for you to upgrade from that Alcatel to a TCL device if you so wish. Now, our existing customers, I know y'all hearing about the switching. If you are an existing customer, you can look forward to getting a TCL 30SE at $149, which isn't a bad price. Mm. That comes with a Freedom 12 mm-hmm. plan, and that price, you hear me saying $149, that is VAT inclusive.
Okay.
So it's not $180-something after you walk in, and no, it's $149. And if you're interested as an existing customer in that high-tier TCL, which is the TCL 30 Plus, that is $189, and that device comes with a Liberty 30 plan included.
Now, you see, it seems to me like a live little showing off here because, you know, we don't celebrate Thanksgiving per se in Bahamas, but this is a big Thanksgiving thing y'all are doing, right? On this Thursday Thursday.
It is. Per se, you can say that we're not really big on it, but like I said, this is a added kickoff to a big weekend that we do have coming up that I can't say too much about, but if you're familiar with Black Friday, that's happening, but we're kicking it off with the TCL now Thursdays. Why, and it just so happens upon
why are you teasing people like that? Why would you do that? I mean, like, you know, first of all, you already introduced the TCL Thursday mm-hmm. and all the great deals that people can get on that TCL. And mm-hmm. then you can come on the show and you can say, like, we have a big something coming up on Black Friday, but you're only teasing people. Why would you do that?
Because that's how you do it. you give a little, then they want more, and they're going to come back. Okay. You can't give it everything.
Everything you can't tell them everything one time, eh?
No, no.
What do old people say? Tell some, save some?
Tell some, save some. Yeah. That's what we do with.
Okay, so if folks want to take advantage of the TCL Thursday, what do they mm-hmm. have to do?
All you have to do, well, you can first, if you would like to, you know, some persons still aren't big on crowds and going around, you know, going on site, that kind of thing. You can mm-hmm. visit BeAlive.com. We have those specials happening there as well. If you're on any of our family islands, you can take advantage of TCL Thursdays at all of our locations, physical locations. And if you see any of our mobile vans in their regular locations or special pop-up places, you can definitely get the TCL specials there as well. And if you want to have an added, like I said, persons may not want to leave their home, you can participate and win a TCL Smart TV by going to our social media page on Instagram and just reposting a photo, tagging your friends, and you can walk away with a TCL Smart TV, and you didn't even have to walk into the store.
Now, just to be sure, this isn't just for Nassau customers. This is also for your Grand Bahama and all the other folks, right?
All of our other locations are included. I mean, wherever there is a live location, you can find us. That's Abaco, Grand Bahama, Bimini, Andros, Cat Island, San Salvador, Mayaguana, Auckland, Long Island, and Exuma. We've got everybody covered this TCL Thursday.
Okay, TCL Thursday. And TCL, folks, just in case you missed it, is a particular brand of devices in between mm-hmm. Alcatel and Samsung. Mm-hmm. Some of us have been loyal to Samsung for a very long time, and so, you know, that's where we look. So when you pin the TCL to Samsung, that tells us right away what we're dealing with in terms of devices. And mm-hmm. You're saying that even if you take advantage of the switch on the last day of this drive, which is Thursday, November 24th, you can get an even special price as low as $69 on mm-hmm. that TCL device. Did I get it right?
You got it all right.
Okay. Just one more thing. You did indicate, just like Samsung devices and other devices, the TCL devices have tiers. So you don't, it's not just mm-hmm. one brand, not one device, it's different levels of devices. So depending on your budget, you can get as much as you want, right?
Yes. We have a wide range of devices. They go from the TCL, they start from the TCL 20L, mm-hmm. then you have the TCL 30 Plus, and you have the TCL 20E. Those are the three tiers of devices that you can look at. And of course, you know, the differentiator would be the size of the device, mm-hmm. how many gigabytes the phone can hold, mm-hmm. You know, little spec differences, mm-hmm. but no matter which TCL phone you decide to walk away with, you will leave with quality.
Right. And you can, when you get the device, you pick up your package the same time in terms of what level of data and whatever else you need on that package.
All of our devices, TCL devices, any other device that Alive sells, once you purchase that phone, it always comes with a plan included.
Right. Okay. Oh, man. Thanksgiving, leading into Christmas, Black Friday teaser, coming mm-hmm. up kind of thing, all together for present and prospective customers of Alive. And the porting isn't difficult, right? When somebody wants to port, what do they have to do?
It's not difficult as long as you have, of course, a government-issued ID mm-hmm. and the SIM card that you would like to switch, the SIM card that you have your number on that you would like to have your new network added to. Mm-hmm. So that's all you need. You just need your SIM card, government issued ID, and maybe 15, 20 minutes, because I will be honest, the porting process isn't always 5 minutes in and out.
Right.
It depends on how many persons are doing this at the same time.
Right.
You know how it is.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's some things that happen in the background. So just give us about 15, 20 minutes. It really shouldn't take you that long, but that's all you need.
All right. And then one day we can hear about the teaser.
We'll be back. That's definitely coming.
Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Madam Renashe Ellis.
Renashe.
Shay Ellis. Shay. You should brand that name, Shay Ellis.
Shay, yeah.
That sounded like a line of bikes, right? But thank you very much. And we look forward to hearing some more from Alive about what they are doing coming up.
Yes, of course. Thank you for having us so much, Chicago.
All righty. Alive on Thursday, November 24th. That's when this finishes, folks. So stay tuned. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand. Everybody. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
The secret is out. Thursdays have gone TCL at Alive. Thursday, November 17th and November 24th, you can save big on select TCL devices. Shop early for the holidays and get the best deals on devices starting as low as $19. Alive shows TCL savings and more. So stop, drop, and run to your nearest Alive location closest to you. We are Alive. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I trust again that you are doing well. If you want to give, you can do so on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. FTX is the story that keeps on giving. It just keeps on giving. And let me tell y'all something. FTX is going to be giving even more the more two things happen. The more the politics of this starts to play out and the more the court battle plays itself out. And in some instances, the two of those are going to merge. They are going to merge. There's no question about it. So I wanted to mention a couple of things to see if I could bring some perspective to a couple of things. I don't know who I am going to upset today. I'm not trying to upset anybody. Just giving some perspectives. If you don't like it, just ignore it. If you think it's something, then you say, okay, I think it's, I'm not trying to upset anybody. This is a talk show. We comment on current affairs. We comment on things happening in the country. We comment on public policies, public matters, okay? On the show, on this as a host of the show. So, Michael Pintard is the leader of the opposition. And in his office. Okay, we have to remember, it's an office he holds. Just as the prime minister holds an office, and the Honorable Brave Davis is the person who sits in that office of prime minister has a responsibility in the country. Some of those responsibilities are defined in law, defined in the Constitution. They are defined by virtue of practice and policy in the country. Michael Pintard is the leader of the opposition. What you think about him, what you feel about him, none of that matters in terms of his office, the office he holds. He has some constitutional responsibilities, that's defined. He has some legal responsibilities, that's defined. He has some procedural and policy responsibilities that he has to carry out. And he is a, like the prime minister, he is a political figure. Okay, he's a political figure. Their responsibilities operate within the realm of politics, the governance of the country. Okay, so if a matter arises in the country, it would be inappropriate. It would be a failure of duty for Mr. Pintard. One, not to be seized of the facts as much as he can about that matter. It would be a failure of duty for him not to raise queries so as to better understand a matter that arises. It would be not in keeping with his duties to not comment upon those happenings insofar as his findings are concerned. Now, when he does that, if somebody wants to hit him across the head with, well, when y'all were in office, this happened, and when y'all did this, that's perfectly fine in the realm of politics. The persons who do that cannot be criticized for doing that. That's fine. But don't expect that Mr. Pintard, as leader of the opposition, doesn't do the job he has been appointed to do. He's the leader of the official what? Opposition. He's not the leader of the official alliance. Not the leader of the official compliance. He's not the leader of the official cooperation. He's the leader of the official opposition. He is the antagonist to the government. That's his role. And it's official. And it's constitutional. And so, while he has to exercise wisdom in how he conducts himself and what he does, he has to also be mindful about the responsibility he holds, which is to hold the government's feet to the fire. What do we mean when we say that? We make that expression. When you hold somebody's feet to the fire, you are testing the metal of their feet. You say something, when I subject your saying to inquiry, if it lacks logic, if it lacks accuracy, if it lacks integrity, then I am able to expose that. And or if it does have those things, then I have revealed the strength of our governance machinery. Right? So that's his responsibility. Again, I don't have any challenge with anybody who's saying, yeah, but you know, when the minister administration was in office, which you was a part of, X, Y, and Z happened. He got to answer that too. He has to speak to that too. That's part and parcel of the deal. But nobody should believe that he does not and should not fulfill his responsibility to ask as many questions as he could ask about a matter, to raise as many issues as he could raise in a matter, so long as those queries and issues are relevant to the issue at hand. If you want to ask the question, did any government member have any dealings with FTX, got in any donations from FTX? Listen, the answer is either yes or no. What is wrong with asking it? Is it the answer is either yes or no? And if a government member says, oh, yes, like you all did, we did receive, the party did receive donations. But why would that have been a problem in that instance? Because as far as everybody was concerned, FTX is a legitimate operator. And like many foreign operators in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas over the decades and of our existence, including independence existence, they have made contributions to the political parties of this country. Now, if you receive personal monies from FTX that may compromise your ability to objectively carry out your duty, well, that's another story too. Why would I not want to know that? I probably won't get to know it because nobody probably can fess up to it, except there's some documentary evidence to prove it. But to ask the question, answer, no. No, none of us are not. Listen, when I was in office, Mr. Ingram called me on an occasion, and he's the leader of our party. This was during an election campaign. He said, Chicago, did you receive money from X, Y, and Z? And frankly, to be honest with you, the personality was a personality that it would not have been good for me to have received monies from, right? And I said, no, I not a dime, not a nickel, nor a dime. What was he doing? He was ensuring that insofar as what he had been hearing could not be a matter which could cause his party any embarrassment or challenge, right? And so I answered the question. Honestly, I answered it, so it was not an issue. So raising the question ain't no problem. Not an answer might be a problem, but not the question. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue our discussions. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand. Everybody. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm.
Marsh the car. The lady run into me, marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Have you taken a look at those investment options yet?
Too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails, and that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best Bahamian and international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Loss of family members is very isolating, and people who have experienced loss appreciate when others have shared their grief. If you can't be there in person, go to the Nassau Guardians website online at thenassauguardian.com and visit our obituary link. The Nassau Guardian's interactive obituary link allows you to read the funeral announcement, express condolences, or place photos on the online guestbook for one full year. Losing a loved one is painful, but that pain isn't the worst thing to happen. Friends, loved ones, colleagues, and neighbors who ignore the loss compound the pain. Should the bereaved family wish to place the obituary and photos on our obituary site, just contact the Guardian's funeral industry partners or the Nassau Guardian. Remember, there isn't one magic right thing to say to someone experiencing loss that will make the loss less painful or easier to bear. The Nassau Guardian's obituary link, available online at thenassauguardian.com. The Nassau Guardian has delivered news and views that matter since 1844. Now, the Nassau Guardian app is available at your fingertips. Download it at Google Play or the App Store. Get the best in news and commentary from the most trusted newspaper in the country with the Nassau Guardian app.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with a loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand, Everybody, come take my hand, We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. You know, one of the things I noticed about the queries that Mr. Pintard was raising was they were not particularly time-dated. So, for instance, some of his questions about who FTX met with and when they met with who and who they may have given donations to were not restricted to the PLP or the PLP's term. In fact, those questions extended to the Menes administration's term and the Menes administration's Menes administration. So in other words, he has to be asking all the ministers of the past administration, all the MPs in the past administration, political operatives in the past administration, whether they met with FTX and whether FTX gave any donations to them. Just as is relevant for the PLP group and the PLP administration. Very interesting querying in terms of the extent of coverage. So you ask the Prime Minister, Prime Minister Davis, did you meet with FTX and did you get your party getting donations? He's asking Dr. Menes, when you were prime minister, did you meet with FTX and did the PFNM under you get any
political donations. What's the implication of that? What's the import of that? Well, I assume he's asking the query to say, is any personality responsible for shaping government policy and direction subject to undue influence by FTX as a result of benefiting from FTX's largesse? You say, but that, but that's not the regulators. Yeah, but I mean, let's be real, right? Regulators are boards appointed by political operatives. Okay? If you want examples of how that works, I mean, you can look at any number of government entities with boards and how they have had to subject themselves to certain things, especially when government changed. Why did government change? You changed the board. You changed the board because you don't believe the board would be subject to your political, to your influence, political direction and policy direction. That's what you believe. You want a board that you can be more comfortable with. And so it isn't a far-fetched notion to ask whether any undue influence could relate to something. Now, I don't believe that that need be an abundant concern, but that's not the narrative being played out by members of the U.S. media and maybe even some politicians who are now using words like FTX operated in a poorly regulated environment. That's the words they're using from us, from already about us. Said, good day. Say, yes, that's what he asked for all current and former ministers. That's right. That's what I understood. I understood the question to extend across administrations. So, now, if it was me, before I ask that question publicly, if it was me, right? Before I ask that question publicly, I'm going to all my members and I'm asking them, listen, any of y'all met with FTX before now? Did FTX contribute to any of your campaigns or to you? I'm asking. If they tell me no, I mean, without proof, I have to, on the face of it, believe what they say. And then I could go and put the question publicly. That I don't know that Mr. Pinta did that or not. I'm just saying that's how I would do it, right? Because I'm trying to reassure myself that I'm as much as possible asking questions I know the answer to, especially in respect of things I have some influence over, which is my party, my members, right? Now, will he get an answer to these questions? I don't think so. And where will it go from there? Nowhere. Whatever substantially comes out of this matter will come out in the regulatory review, in the investigative work of the police force, and in the court proceedings. That's where whatever substantive information comes out will come out, come from that direction. And the impact of that information as it is revealed will be determined at that time. By and large, it will relate more so to how it shapes the world's view of the Bahamas' regulatory regime insofar as its effectiveness and capacity to regulate life in the area of digital assets. That's what it will determine. But we can't know that yet. We'll have to see what all the facts are as they continue to unfold. You're listening to Z Live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break for news, and when we come back, we will continue our discussions. We'll be back after the news break.
Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road. I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. It's rainy, but it's beautiful nonetheless. If you want to give us a call today, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I was reading the Nassau Guardian's editorial, which suggested that Mr. Pintard's call fell flat as to say the questions and queries he raised fell flat. It noted that the grouping that he had outside the Prime Minister's office was skeletal, that the deputy leader of the party was not there. Now, let me say two things about that. Firstly, there's no question the optics of maybe the grouping at the Prime Minister's office may not have been impressive, that's for sure, right? The deputy leader not being there, not a good thing. Why he would not have been there is a mystery, I suppose, to behold. But, you know, maybe people have things to do and they couldn't make it. I don't know. So the optics definitely was not the most impressive, but fell on deaf ears. Well, I can tell you, I could only speak for the circles I travel in. Them questions have had a good sounding from any number of very influential people that I am aware of. And there have been criticisms of those questions in similar groupings and circles. So they are definitely getting a hearing. Whether the hearing is one of agreement or disagreement, they are getting a hearing. There's no question about that from the point of view and the reference point I have, right? And when you are in politics, you know, you want people talking about what you are saying. That's the reality. I mean, just think about it. There's an editorial about his questions. One of the major dailies in the country took its very important and valuable editorial space to write about his questions, even if it was critical. You want that to happen, right? Now, you may not want that particular angle on it, but it happened. But in some of the groupings that I interact in, it's getting soundings. It's getting some soundings, right? Now, how the government responds to those questions? Well, the government seems to have said essentially, you know, so far, not much in the way of responding to it, other than I did hear a voice note from the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party and the Minister of Foreign Affairs, who was essentially going back to what happened under the Minnesota administration in respect of a couple of batters, right? That's politics. That is the way it's played. That's not going to shock me. That's not going to alarm me. I'm not going to get excited about that. Someone did point out to me, though, that the Minister of Foreign Affairs took a tune with the U.S. government. They pointed this out to me, and I heard the clip myself about them needing to explain Enron and Bernie Madoff or any number of scandals that have plagued the U.S. over time. And while I hear the minister, there's a difference. There's a difference to this degree, right? And this is the difference, really, and to the degree. Like, if we held a poor view of the United States of America, how much do you think that would impact the United States of America's security, polity, and economy? I'm asking you. I'm saying, if every Bahamian and the Bahamian government expressed a negative view toward the United States of America, how much would that affect the well-being of the United States of America? Somebody answer that question for me, please. The numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us at 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. If we ran a scathing rebuke of the United States of America, if we lambasted America's economy, America's society, and we thought that their regulatory regimes were crap and said so, how much would that affect America's actual well-being? Could somebody text me, call me, and tell me what they think? That's the question I lay out for you. It's germane to the point that I'm making. If all of our news media ran negative stories on America every day, on its governance, on its government, on its SEC, or its other commissions, every day, Bahamians just trashing America, how much difference would that make to America's economic fortunes? Okay, I don't have nobody send me a text yet. 422-4796, 422-4796, or 439-3043. You can WhatsApp me on. Somebody texted me, says 0.00000000% impact. Anybody else wants to challenge that? Challenge this person who says it would have 0.00000000000%. Anybody wants to challenge that is not true, that it would have a greater impact than that? Us thinking negatively about America, trashing America, requiring America to give us explanations about what they do, what they've done, what has happened in their territory? How about we just trash America about what happened in the Iraq War? Afghanistan, Vietnam, the civil rights movement, slavery. How much impact would that have on America? So this Texas, so you are saying tit for tat. Who cares about the USA? We are worrying about our brand in the Bahamas. Well, first of all, I'm not saying anything other than asking a question. You are saying something, and so I'm asking you what you say. I'm not asking you what I'm saying. I'm asking you what you say. That's what I'm saying. This text says, great show as usual. I think the person missed out.
You think they miss a zero out? Say, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. We already know the answer. Not one ding bit of difference. It is unfortunate that we smaller countries are subject to the whims and might of larger countries. But Goliath wasn't expecting a tiny stone to kill him. Our time will come. Yes. You know what? You know what? That's a beautiful sentiment. Oh, that's so gorgeous, right? Goliath was not expecting a tiny stone to slay him. That is true. It is true. It's beautiful. It's what I believe. Guess what, though? That stone only took Goliath down because it had the force of God behind it working with David. So if we do anything with the force of God working behind us, you and I are on the same page, brother, sister. No question about that. Oh, God, get it done for us. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But I ain't pretending that if, because Israel went to war with other countries, and they get mashed right up when God was not with them. Mashed right up. Right up. So don't get it mixed up. Don't get it twisted. Yeah, if God is with us, I agree with you. Our time will come if God is with us. If God ain't with us when the time comes, it ain't going to make much difference if the powers are mightier than ours. But that's not my point. I'm asking the question, you know. Now you see people giving me answers as if you know where I'm going. Maybe you do. This text says the reputation of our country is at stake. Who is the governing party? They are currently the caretakers of the country's business. We need to be more diligent and transparent in our operations. It is what it is, and we need to be more professional in all business dealings. Our professional regulators failed. Does not look good. Okie dokie. All right. This text here says, Mr. Lang, that would not affect America at all. We have to be careful how we bash out at America. Don't forget 80% of our tourism product originates in the U.S. Haiti has America's attention more than us. I say 0%, says that person. This person says America doesn't have us to study. This text says, Mr. Lang, please tell Fred don't speak on behalf to the international community because he don't know how to talk to people. USA judge us different from Fred. This text says, actually, Mr. Lang, the Bahamas has way more to lose by Fred Mitchell posting and saying negative things about America. We are in debt to America, not the other way around. Fred Mitchell needs to be careful of the nonsense he spews out at times. Now, remember, when I raised the question, I raised it from the point of view that I said there's a difference between what is happening here with us and what happened in America with, say, an Enron and those. And here's why I raised the question. Because as unfair as life may be, I'm going to concede that large nations have taken and do take unfair advantage of small countries. So let me be the first to say that. So before some of y'all come down on me, we always kowtowing and blah, blah. Let me be the first to say, large countries can be hypocritical, can be unfair, can act on sheer might, can act in their interest to the neglect of the interests of others. Let me just say that up front. However, that they can do it means you have to be careful what you do. That's just the reality of things, right? Is a fellow walks into a store, pulls a gun on folk. It isn't right what he's doing. It's not right. He tells you to lie down. It ain't right for him to have a gun telling you to lie down. He tells you to go inside the cash register and do things. It ain't right for him to do that. But he has the power of a gun where you don't. So what do you do? What do you do, right? So in this instance, America's investors or citizens who invested in FTX and the like have issues with an entity operating in your jurisdiction. Their commentary on your stuff doesn't require them to comment on their stuff.
Because the truth is, let's be honest now. Let's be honest. How do we know about the scandal of Bernie Madoff, Enron, and those? How do we know about that? The American press exposed it. The American press revealed it. America has done movies about it. America has done documentaries about it. So they have not been hiding their mess in America. How do we know? Did we know about the Clinton scandal? America press revealed it. Or any other scandal, whether it involved any president in the United States of America or government of American media, American press, Americans expose it. So it isn't as if they have been simply hiding and shielding their stuff while exposing the stuff of other people. That's not true. So why do we think that it would be the case that stuff involving their citizens happen in our country and they would not comment on it? Yes, they have pundits who comment on their stuff all the time. Why would they not comment on stuff related to us and them here? I mean, that's just, come on. But if we are not careful in the way tune and way we do some things, well, maybe they get offended and they could do some being offended. They can actually do something to us. We can't do nothing to them if they offend us. They can do something to us if we offend them, and that's the difference. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
So, what would you like to discuss?
Insurance, Doc. It's so frustrating. I go to the mall for motor, drive to Bay Street to get a home quote, swing east to file a medical claim, then go west for a pensions appointment. Don't even get me started about life.
I'm going to prescribe CG Atlantic. They have all the insurance you're looking for.
Really? Thanks.
With all the insurance you need, we're like a doctor that doesn't waste your time and money. CG Atlantic. Good like that.
Have you taken a look at those investment options yet?
Too busy. Look at today. Workout, breakfast, drop kids at school, back-to-back meetings, dog from the groomer, nails, and that's all before 12. How come you're so chill?
That's because my money is as busy as you.
At RF, we find the best Bahamian and international investments to keep your money busy so you can spend more time focusing on you. Contact us at rfgroup.com to find out more. RF, money at work.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I have a text here that says, I don't like or appreciate Fred Mitchell's tune. We need America. They don't need us, says that text. As to my question, somebody's answer is five people in Dade County would care. Okay. This text says no impact at all. As to my question, if we all were bashing America all day. This text says, minimal, influential individuals living right in the U.S. for years are still of no effect. Judge we in the Bahamas, not one iota, says that person. This text says, Not at all. It will only destroy us. Outside of tourism, foreign investment, foreign exchange, global partnerships, etc., the Bahamas will not survive. Mr. Mitchell, as the Minister of Foreign Affairs, should be more guarded, diplomatic, and more discerning in his commentary on all matters, particularly those that can have international implications. This text says, good afternoon, we need to be careful as we need the U.S. The U.S. don't need the Bahamas. You know, honestly, I'm often intrigued with some of the comments I hear from Bahamians when it comes to things like this, because there is, we all have pride. We have our personal pride. We have our national pride. And we would like to think that we can stand up for ourselves and be free to say whatever we want and be and do whatever we want. We would like to think that that is so, right? And the truth is we can. We can say whatever we want. We can do whatever we want, both personally and as a country. We can do whatever we want. If we want to cuss the USA, if we want to go to war with the USA, if we want to go to war with Europe, if we want to go to war with the UK, if we want to do any of those, we could do it, you know. We can do it. We are free to do that. We are a sovereign nation. We are a sovereign country. We are. But what I find so intriguing is you take a Bahamian, all this hard moat, all this bravado, all this national pride, all this personal pride, and they go to work where they collect that paycheck and they shut their mouth when their boss tell them to do something, even sometimes when the boss don't talk to them right. You want that paycheck. You be careful what you do on that job. You dress one way off the job, come on the job, you dress a certain way, the way the people them tell you to dress. You talk to people all kind of way when you're off the job. When you come on the job, you talk to all kind of nice talk, polite talk, and so forth. All kind of thing. I even say this to people who commit crimes. You go out there, you do all your crime, you cuss, you fight, you chop. And then all of a sudden, when you get before the judge, yes, Your Honor. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Why? Because you know there are consequences to be faced from acting certain kinds of way. Well, why do you think it doesn't work like that in the global community? The America can't do anything it wants militarily without reflecting on what might happen in response by, say, a Russia or one of them with a nuclear power. Neither can they without reflecting on what the America can do. Okay? So they are big countries, and they have to be careful what they do. They don't always try to offend people just for the sake of offending people. For the longest period of time, America was careful how it dealt with Saudi Arabia. Why? They got the oil. But that's America? Yeah, but they got the oil. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, a pleasant good afternoon. How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing okay, thank you.
Okay.
It's been a while. Can you hear me, Kaleri?
I can hear you. Yes, sir.
Okay, I don't know what's going on, but nonetheless, I'll just keep listening to the conversation,
mm-hmm.
and I found it a bit interesting listening to some of the comments of the person calling in regarding the national chairman for the Progressive Liberal Party,
right?
Who speaks in that vein,
mm-hmm.
and who also at times speaks in his ministerial portfolio, speaks in that vein, right? And it's sad to my mind because I support what Fred Mitchell, the Honorable Fred Mitchell, Minister Fred Mitchell, National Chairman, is stating.
Mm-hmm.
I support his position. I support the mode of operandi that he's presenting. And the one thing you're not going to do to someone who is well-traveled, well-exposed, who has a great understanding of diplomacy, but also who understands that there's freedom of speech, there's democracy, there's sovereignty,
mm-hmm.
And also there's accountability, right? The one thing you're not going to do with someone like that is shut them up and get them to bend their back so far back that you would wonder if they're a human being with a spinal cord. the way some of the texters are texting in and speaking.
Well,
Fred Mitchell, pardon me?
No, go ahead. But you gotta speed it up for me. Go ahead.
Fred Mitchell is a nationalist. He's a patriot. And that's the kind of people that we need speaking on behalf of this country. Not weak back jelly need people.
Okay, but let me ask you a question, because you started off your discussion by saying Fred Mitchell sometimes speaks as Minister of Foreign Affairs and sometimes as Chairman of the PLP.
Right.
Almost every voice clip that I have heard from Mr. Mitchell, he introduces himself as the Chairman of the PLP and the Minister for Foreign Affairs and the Public Service.
Right.
Almost every single one. So tell me which capacity is he speaking in then.
Well, I'm not gonna get into that debate. But I listened to the voice note that you're discussing right now.
Yeah, but hold on though. See, let me tell you what you don't have the luxury of doing, right? Because I am gonna be patient and allow you to explain yourself. But you don't have you made an assertion. Your assertion was he speaks sometimes as Minister of Foreign Affairs, sometimes as Chairman.
Right.
Yet his voice note introduced himself as both. So which one was he speaking to as?
Okay, let me just take
because
a moment.
Because you do acknowledge that a Minister of Foreign Affairs is the principal diplomat of the country.
Right.
Okay? And that one of the rules in diplomacy is do not offend. That's your diplomacy. You're not trying to offend. Sometimes you end up doing it, but you're not trying to. So I'm only saying that it isn't... No, but what I'm saying is it's not unreasonable for people to raise concerns about how somebody else might react to what he says. That's what they're doing.
Funny thing about that, Chavago, is this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in my view, in the voice note that's in discussion currently, the minister is speaking as a bohemian. He's speaking as a patriot and a nationalist. He's also utilizing his expertise
Anton, with the greatest respect to you, my friend. Listen to me. I served as a cabinet minister.
Okay.
I couldn't rest that down no day and say I was a minister of finance. If I was campaigning and I got locked up, you know what they say we got locked up? The Minister of Finance, State for Finance in the Bahamas got locked up, and the Member of Parliament for Fort Charlotte.
Okay.
Right? I mean, it's not so easy to simply passion out, compartmentalize parts and pieces of us when we hold an office. That's not fair, and that's not true.
Well, Chavago, you asked...
Because in the voice clip, he is reporting on both political things and governmental things.
Right.
So how do you now decide, oh, well, I should pick him apart on that day for that piece and then pick him apart for the next piece?
Chavago, the exact same way you could determine that he's minister.
Right.
And he's also national chairman. I know my national chairman. I know him very well.
Okay.
I know because he describes to his ministry portfolio when he's speaking to that.
I got you.
And he ascribes to his chair or the hat as the national chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party when he's speaking in that tone.
Okay.
And in that voice note, Chavago, I don't want to belabor that point because that's not really what I call in to say, right? But in any event, I have one more point, if you would, after I explain it to you.
You know that you have a device that you use, right? Use introduce a minor point that becomes a major point, and then after that, you want to introduce a major point, right?
Anyway,
but use my boy. I'm with you, man. I hear from you in a while. We can talk.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, man.
Look, man, Chicago. America is not the big bad wolf that people are seeking to portray it to be because they are so afraid to speak. You started to make a point that is in tune and in line with what I'm speaking to, Chicago, when you said that you have some people who they're going that job and they. People would pee on them and they would call it apple juice just to hold on to that job. Fred Mitchell is not one of those kind of people. He's not one of those kinds of, and those kinds of people are not the kind of people that brought about the change in this country to majority rule. If we were being led by the kind of people who are texting in right now and talking about Fred Mitchell, we would still be back where education only went up to the third grade in this country. I'm Chicago Lang, and everybody who's listening. Thank God we're not led by people like them.
Thank
God,
thank
Mr.
You,
Davis,
man.
It's not of that thinking.
Thank you.
God.
Thank you. Thank you, Antoine. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Go ahead, caller.
Antoine ain't tired of bootlegging the thing, man.
Well, I can't. Many.
he didn't get the job for the government, man. Now let's start bootlegging.
I didn't know Antoine got a job. Where Antoine waking now? All right, this text says the argument is flawed because every country has good and bad things about them. It doesn't
make a
wrong justified by any means. Overall, there will be errors in all. Admit your flaws, correct it, and move forward. Okay. This text say, what did Fred Mitchell say? Really? Essentially, he was saying the U.S. needs to explain some of the scandals that happened in their jurisdiction, too, before these pundits and media people in the United States and the Bahamas start talking about us and what have you and so forth. It's Texas from Selang. We ain't trying to lose our free clearance because of Fred. I tell Anton, if we can't go to Walmart, we blaming him. It's Texas. Tell Anton, get off this fool. Okay. Texas, does Anton remember when Fred Mitchell protested against the U.S. phone tapping program in the Bahamas? We don't either because we never heard another peep. The U.S. holds the cards, even if they spying on us, something all of us see as wrong. This text says, don't let these Bahamians talk about the U.S. It could damage our relationship. Listen, the U.S. is not fickle that you can't say things about them. But I do believe that officials of the Bahamas are want to be concerned and careful about what they say and how they say it towards the United States, UK, or anybody else. Right, like if you don't think that should be the case, then diplomacy don't mean nothing. It don't mean squat. Right? I mean, I know Minister Mitchell. He is courageous, no nonsense. He's gonna say what he's gonna say and so forth. But that doesn't mean they can't have an impact negative and either, right? He makes a call, he makes a judgment. If the government is good with that, no problem. But I don't think people should be beat upon because they think it's concerning, it's troubling. I don't think so at all. I do believe that a minister of foreign affairs ought to be careful how and what he says about other countries. That is true. Now, will the other country do something about it? Who knows? I don't know. America don't come out and say, I'm going to mash the Bahamas up, you know. They just make one call and say, by the way, you know, y'all scrutinize very heavily every application for visa coming into the Bahamas from America, yeah? Oh, by the way, please scrutinize very carefully all the financial transactions emerging from the Bahamas. That's all they have to say. And then when you realize you start to feel all this awkwardness and uneasiness about your life dealing with America, then you get the point. Texas, actually, Mr. Lang, the Bahamas has more to lose by Fred Mitchell's posturing and saying negative things about America. We're in debt to... Oh, we said that already. Anton's allegedly working at Bahamas Information Services. Oh, okay. Oh, there's somebody else saying BIS. Say, suck my teeth. We have another caller to Lang. We have another caller. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, sir, Mr. Lang.
Yes, how you doing?
Yeah, I it's amazing how Anton tried. You can't separate. If you are a minister, you are a minister. And if you're not speaking in that capacity, then you have to make that abundantly clear before you even begin to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are chairman and a minister.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is, if you're not speaking in that capacity, because the diplomatic community and communication is critical, because the Bahamas and the U.S. have a good working relationship, a good understanding, both countries. And so whatever you say, you must understand that they do have consequences.
Mm-hmm. It certainly can.
You just don't go out and just talk about everything that you mentioned earlier in your show. It was brought to the light by the United States media.
Mm-hmm.
United States brought certain things to the light that happened there. There's no secret about what happened during mm-hmm. the Clinton era and
mm-hmm.
all of the other things, Enron
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
the collapse of whatever took place. We know about that.
Yes.
I would prefer him to speak directly to the Bahamian people with respect to how we should guard what we're doing in terms of and allow some things to take place with respect to the investigation of this situation we find ourselves in, because we are being talked about 24/7 on the United States and many other channels.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't do nothing about that.
Yep.
It is what it is.
Yep.
The only thing I would hope is that none of our politicians are involved in anything illegal with respect to the FTX. That's the one thing I would like not to happen. But as far as talking the way that I listen to that voice, no doubt is, I mean, you can offend a country easily, right? And you have persons in the United States that can take exception to it, and they can take it to a higher level, and you would be surprised about the kind of scrutiny that you'll get from it.
Mm-hmm.
So he must be, his thoughts must be in the right place, and I applaud him. Yes, he's a diplomatic person. I respect him at the highest order, but he got to be careful and watch his choice of words.
Okay, brother. I appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take our final to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand.
We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Letting you know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Remember when Zoom was just a sound effect? When your living room wasn't your gym? When a cough didn't scare people away? That was the good old days. And thankfully, they are coming back. As things return to normal, remember it is essential to be fully immunized against all vaccine-preventable diseases like COVID-19, diphtheria, tetanus, measles, and influenza. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the Caribbean Development Bank, the Government of Canada, and the United States of America.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand.
We'll walk this road together.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us for these remaining moments of the show. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We have a text here that says, this fella sounds like Anton. Then Fred ends with PLP all the way. This text says, I agree with Mr. Mitchell. The same way the U.S. could not stop all those people who was involved in Ponzi schemes, we are unable to do the same. So I think it is hypocritical for anybody from the U.S. to condemn anyone when it comes to money matters. The same rule of not to offend should be applied to the USA. Listen to me, man. You seem to miss the whole point I'm making, right? Like, bro, let's be practical, right? The world ain't fair. It ain't level. A government of the Bahamas takes money out of your pocket by law when you don't want it to because it has the power to do so. It doesn't matter what fairness has to do with it. Right? So you're right. The U.S. could be hypocritical. The Bahamas could be hypocritical. The U.S. could talk about us. We could talk about the U.S. But that don't change squat about what they could do to you or what you could do to them if they wanted to. You missed the whole point. I'm not a fool. If someone stronger than me comes to beat me up, I could tell them how unfair it is all I want. I could say whatever I want, cuss them, and get punched the hell out. That's all I'm saying. Say, didn't Mr. Ingram went against the grid and bought the Chinese workers in here from Canada? Do you think there was any fallout from that move? Man, you are... I just zip it up. Say, good afternoon. I never had so much of a problem with the minister's dual role as in this instance. Bearing in mind that something was probably directed to his Bahamian audience, those kinds of rhetoric could prove costly for us all. Okay. Okie dokie. This text says, yes, he has to be careful. The U.S. listens to all our domestic conversations, including our talk show. No wonder they are in no rush to appoint an ambassador. This text says, the difference between us and the Bahamas, the U.S. and the Bahamas, us in the Bahamas and the USA when it comes to this high-profile issue is that the USA charge and punishes the perpetrators, okay? This text says this company was incorporated in Antigua. Does incorporation require a board of directors or is that a personal decision? No, incorporation is what the state does to an entity. It's not a... The entity may have a board of directors and it may be required for incorporation to have a board of directors, but incorporation itself only means that the state permits you to form a company in its jurisdiction. That's what incorporation means. And it becomes either a limited liability company or something of that nature. That's what that means. Okay. We have a call on the line.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
How you doing, Chicago?
Hey, I'm right here, my friend.
Okay, Poppy, and good day to your listeners. Tell me something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. I should know what these words mean, but I'm not sure. But I don't know if it's political, or you might have heard it before.
Mm.
Did you listen to the voicemail with Fred Mitchell, do?
I heard it, yes.
You say you listened to it in detail?
Yeah, I listened to it.
When he used the word coot,
what
is coot? What that meaning? That's an animal?
Coot?
Coot or coot?
Oh,
I
don't...
You just listened to audio. It wasn't written for you to read it.
No, I don't remember that.
He used the word coot. Then he
but
used
coot,
the word...
coot, un, like when somebody says you're uncouth, like, or something like that, they mean like, it's like when you say somebody don't know brought up C.
Then he used the word cock. I don't know if it's cockamini or something like that. He said local.
Cockamini.
Huh?
Cockamini.
That's a dog or animal or something?
No, it's like another way to say you're talking bull beep.
Oh, he said a local.
Yes, cockamini. If that's what you're talking about.
Well, tell me something, Minister Lang.
Mm-hmm.
You will consider, since you listened to the whole thing, because some of us, like I asked you those questions, we just don't know no better and it just sound bad.
Mm.
Did what he had to say come across rude?
If I were a U.S. official listening to it, it comes across offensively to me. Yeah.
As a native.
As a Bahamian, okay, I feel like, you know, he's standing up for us, blah, 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 no problem, right?
I mean, but a local will know what you know internationally, not a normal local. Like,
yeah, I would think I would regard the tone as offensive.
Okay.
It's almost combative, right? But now, did he say this is... He wasn't talking to the U.S. government, though. He wasn't saying... what I heard, he wasn't talking to the president or the secretary of state. He was saying the U.S. media pundits and media and those kinds of people. That's what he was talking about.
But
again, you know, just how if someone attacks one of our own... and so forth and so forth, and as government officials, we might listen to it and get offended. That don't mean a government official listening to it get offended. The U.S. Embassy people mightn't think, well, that didn't come across too well.
Yeah, I always remember the part, two wrongs don't make a right, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
But tell me something, Chicago. Mm-hmm. You you think how on the same voicemail he might have been talking to everyone, because everyone ain't considered progressive liberal parties, what we call PLPs.
Mm-hmm.
He says, us PLPs, I consider myself as a nationalist but a progressive liberal party supporter, right?
Mm-hmm.
He says, us PLPs need to support it. The part where the court case where they saying it should be in the Bahamas, so I ain't smart like you, but I always listen to you to try to learn. Is this something to defend? Is this defendable? Should us PLPs, when I say us, I mean people like me, defend for the court case for what they saying that this should be in this jurisdiction?
No, first of all.
I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, man. Okay, Papa. First of all, the Bahamas, as a sovereign jurisdiction, has a right to do anything under its law where an entity breaches its law, period, right? Don't have to defer to nobody on that. So if our Securities Commission feels it has to take action in accordance with the law to do certain things, I'm with that. That don't even arise. That somebody else believes that you shouldn't have taken that action and that they should have been allowed to do what they do, well, that's on them. I mean, they have a right to that view. But I think the Bahamas' agencies should do whatever they believe is in keeping with the law and in keeping with their responsibilities under the law. So I don't have any issues with that. Says, I wanted to know if they didn't have a board or if they had a board but it never met. Oh, I don't know. I really don't know what they did or did not have. Say, Fred actually said kooks. Oh, so it wasn't kooks. Kooks. Yeah, well, kooks are crazy people. Yeah, that's what he said. He said kooks. So that's what he meant. I listened to the voice note very quickly. It was sent to me. And so I was paying attention for the broad points he was making. So kooks. Ah, boy. This text says, Mr. Mitchell could have conveyed what he said without being insulting. As a diplomat, he should choose his words wisely. That kind of language is not becoming of a statesman, says that text. Anyway, FTX just keeps on giving, and it'll keep on giving for a little while yet, I imagine. It will not be going away anytime soon. I want y'all to know that there are people who are parked in the Bahamas, who are following this story, who are trying to get behind, underneath, around, on top of this story. And it will not be going away anytime soon, especially when you're dealing with the kinds of monies that are involved here. It's salacious. It's, you know, intriguing. And people are going to pursue it. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Mr. Lang, how are you, sir?
I am good. How are you?
I'm okay.
Excellent.
I just want to say, I think it was sometime last week when the Prime Minister said that you must be careful of how you speak the word of listening.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard what Fred Mitchell said, but I've listened on the radio, and based on what I'm hearing, it wasn't nothing positive. It wasn't too, thinking.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they need to first start with themselves. So, if you're telling us to be careful, what about your diplomat? His words are much more stronger than ours.
Hold on 1 minute. Don't hang up.
Good morning. This is Fred Mitchell, Chairman.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. This is Fred Mitchell, Chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party, Minister for the Public Service and Foreign Affairs. And today is Monday, the 21st of November, 2022.
Okay.
Tomorrow is the birthday of my friend, Attorney.
So let me just skip a little bit, and then there you have something.
And the Bobsy Twits. The devil and the imp from COI. We have a set of internal enemies that are dangerous let loose in the public. Look, there's nothing unusual about this FTX matter, except maybe the size of the figures. But the Americans can't talk even about those figures unless they explain the Charles Keating housing scandal, the Enron collapse, and Bernie Madoff's theft. So all of this stuff the U.S. media, the pundits, and the local cockamamies are running on with is just a bunch of rubbish, and the PLP needs to defend against this bull. The Securities Commission actively dispatched to freeze the assets, put a liquidator in.
Okay. So you were at some of it.
I'm hearing a bunch of water. I'm hearing what he's saying. Okay. So much out of water.
Yeah. So I
that's based on what I hear just now.
Anyway, we're plumb out of time. Perhaps tomorrow we get to talk about it a bit some more.
Thank you
for calling. We appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, y'all have a great evening. God bless y'all. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. God spares life. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back tomorrow.
Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you
see me Chicago Line is sponsored by Alive, CG Atlantic, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.